online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
Two men have died following a head-on crash on the A2 in Dover. Nicola has more for KMFM.
Well, the car the men were in collided with a lorry along Jubilee Way near to the entrance to the port just after midnight on Sunday. The road was closed for nearly 9 hours yesterday following the crash. Police have now told KMFM the car driver, a man in his 20s from Canterbury, and his passenger were killed. A 51-year-old man from Romania is being held on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving and remains in custody.
KMFM News.
Two men have been arrested on suspicion of murder after another man's body was found at a house in Margate. The discovery was made at a property in Ethelbert Terrace yesterday. The pair, who are aged 54 and 35 and from the town, remain in custody. It's believed all three were known to each other. The Foreign Office has strongly condemned the launch of North Korea's first intercontinental ballistic missile. It landed in the Sea of Japan, having flown for around 600 miles. Experts fear the missile may have been capable of reaching Alaska.
This is KMFM.
A report's found over 500,000 young people in England are so vulnerable that the state has needed to intervene to help them. It's been produced by the Children's Commissioner, Anne Longfield. She's been telling KMFM what it means and says there are probably even more at risk.
These are children who are in child protection, at risk of great neglect or harm, or in care. But the 700,000 children, for instance, living in families who themselves have vulnerabilities, they may be getting treatment for alcohol abuse or for addiction to drugs, for instance.
The report says almost 50,000 children are in gangs. It's the first time the number of at-risk children has been calculated. The South Thanet MP has pleaded not guilty to charges relating to his 2015 general election expenses. Craig McKinley appeared at Westminster Magistrates this morning, along with two others who work with him. They too deny the claims. The 50-year-old retained his seat at last month's election. It's being reported a Kent woman who was one of the world's most wanted terrorists is still alive and wants to come back to Britain. Sally Jones from Chatham has become one of Islamic State's biggest recruiters. The 49-year-old jihadist husband died in a US drone strike in 2015. This woman, living in a refugee camp in Raqqa, claims to have seen her.
I see one British woman. She was a Mohsen Brittani, and she lost her husband in a battle, and she has one boy. She's about 50 years and she was crying because she wanted to go back to British.
KMFM News.
Eight men are being hunted by police in connection with an attempted robbery at a property in Swanley. It's claimed the homeowner was threatened with a knife during the break-in in the early hours of last Tuesday in Newport's in Crockenhill. The group demanded cash but left empty-handed. Police think a fire at a former Kent hospital was started on purpose. Around 30 firefighters were called to tackle the flames at the old Buckland Hospital building on Coombe Valley Road in Dover last night. The blaze, which broke out on the ground floor, is being treated as suspicious.
KMFM News.
There's an early warning for heavy rain in Kent later this week. Forecasters say thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday could bring heavy downpours, which could cause flooding and disruption on the roads. And the man who oversaw the multi-million pound rebuild of Kent's biggest theatre has announced he's retiring. Mark Everett has been the director at the Marlow in Canterbury for more than 20 years. He says the opening night of the new building in front of Prince Edward was a particular career highlight.
Going out onto that stage in front of 80 professional musicians, addressing 1,200 great and good, including His Royal Highness, was pretty, you know, that was pretty tricky.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Sport now, and with the latest from Wimbledon this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
It's one set all in the All-British first round match between Kyle Edmund and Alex Ward at Wimbledon. Ward, who took the first set, is ranked 869th in the world, 819 places below the British number two. Edmund hasn't been in great form building up to the tournament. Speaking before the match, he said he's taking a different approach to previous years.
I've been trying to get as much practice as I can on the grass, obviously since two first round losses, so every day the more I've been getting comfortable. Unfortunately, this season's so quick that, you know, you get into things and then it's over and you're back onto the hard courts.
Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic start their campaigns later.
And in cricket, Kent are back in action on day two of their championship game against Northamptonshire and Beckenham. A short time ago, they were on 577 for two. That's the latest. Next update's at two.